Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for 80% chance of showers, high of 80. We'll have a full forecast after the news. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting. Our lead story. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire says he wants a new hotel in the city.
One of the key things in moving Fairfield forward is getting a hotel. We have a need here. Obviously, the feasibility study indicated that. But, I mean, if you just think about the different events that happen here, sports events and people coming into town, even doing business, you know, with the city and other businesses, they don't have a lot of options when it comes to staying overnight. And we're losing a lot of that, potential revenue in sales, not only on rooms, but, you know, sales tax that, you know, our restaurants, our local businesses are missing some of that because people are staying elsewhere. So we just really see that probably that's one of the most important things we can do economic development-wise at this time is encouraging a hotel to come here.
McGuire says the city is making the construction of a hotel a priority. Local investors would be needed to attract a chain.
This is what I want, and I think it's what we need that can really change a lot of things for Fairfield. I think because we know there's a need for it, for what's going on already, and then we also look at is what other things could come about because now we have ample lodging in Fairfield.
McGuire points to almost 9 acres of city-owned land on the west side of town within the TIF district. A hotel project would be eligible for TIF funds, according to the mayor. More news after this.
Wow, it's almost time for school to start again. Where did the summer go? We here at Gill Sales are ready to help you with your additional laundry loads. Through August, we are offering the electronic control speed between washers and dryers at $68 off per set to coordinate with our 68th year in business. These USA-made washers have a heavy-duty all-metal pulley and drive system for years of worry-free operation, as well as, get this, an extended 10-year part and labor warranty through September 30. What a deal. Come help us celebrate at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
And now, the rest of the news. According to Kevin Leonard of the City of Fairfield Water Department, on August 21st, a boil order was issued for residents and businesses starting at the Wayne County Fairgrounds on West Main Street, going west towards Ron's Body Shop. Residents and businesses in the affected area are to boil water for human consumption. The boil order is in effect until further notice. Authorities do not believe there was foul play in the death of 69-year-old Buddy Draper of Fairfield. Draper's body was found in the Little Wabash River about a half mile south of the Route 15 bridge around 3 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. The Fairfield Rural Fire Department recovered the body after a local fisherman alerted authorities of a car parked near the bridge with its windows down and unlocked. It was traced back to Draper. Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett said the car had been seen on Tuesday, and after noticing it again on Wednesday morning, the local angler called authorities. Everett said there was no sense of foul play in the death. Wayne County Coroner Jimmy Taylor agreed with Everett's assessment. Taylor said an autopsy will be conducted, and the coroner said Draper last spoke to his family on Tuesday morning. On August 19th, at approximately 4:30 p.m., the Wayne County Sheriff's Department received a desk report of a single vehicle accident. The report states that at approximately 3:30 p.m. on August 19th, 55-year-old Fairfield resident Nola L. Bepler was eastbound on Illinois Highway 15 when a deer entered the roadway. Bepler was unable to avoid contact, striking the deer and causing damage to the front of her 2016 Chevy Equinox. There were no reports of injuries from the accident. Governor J.B. Pritzker is praising the release of a report on bullying and harassment in Michael Madigan's office, but is sidestepping questions about the Illinois House Speaker's leadership. Pritzker on Wednesday said the culture of sexual harassment exists in Springfield on both sides of the aisle. He added that it is a very positive thing that these things have come to light. The report ordered by former State Executive Inspector General Maggie Hickey and released Monday focused on three allegations of sexual misconduct or intimidation. It found sufficient evidence to back up one complaint that Madigan's now-resigned Chief of Staff, Timothy Mapes, made inappropriate sexual comments and intimidated employees. Pritzker says the report detailed a special kind of harassment and intimidation from Mapes. But when asked if putting Mapes in positions of power reflects poorly on the Speaker's judgment, Pritzker answered it depended on what Madigan knew. A downstate lawmaker is proposing that Chicago would become its own state. A measure put out by State Representative Brad Halbrook is gaining traction. The resolution calls for separating Chicago from the rest of downstate Illinois. To become a reality, the U.S. Congress would have to declare Chicago a new state. Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution lays out the path for a new state to be formed from the territory of an existing one. Article 4, Section 3 requires the consent of both the state legislature and U.S. Congress. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law aimed at creating protections for immigrants who rent in Illinois. The law prohibits landlords from evicting or retaliating against tenants based on their immigration status. Landlords are also barred from disclosing or threatening to disclose immigration status to any law enforcement or immigration agency. Pritzker signed the bill, which takes effect immediately, into law Wednesday. The Democrat says a person's place of birth has nothing to do with the ability to pay rent on time. The move makes Illinois the second state after California to have such a law. Pritzker says the new law will help make Illinois a firewall against President Donald Trump's aggressive immigration policies. Earlier this year, the first-term governor signed a law barring privately run immigration detention facilities in the state of Illinois. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency is expanding its payment options to now accept debit cards and automated clearinghouse debit. These paperless payment options enable FSA customers to pay farm loan payments, measurement service fees, farm program debt repayments, and administrative service fees, as well as purchase aerial maps. Previously, only cash, check, money orders, and wires were accepted. By using debit cards and ACH debit, transactions are securely processed from the customer's financial institution through pay.gov, the U.S. Treasury's online payment hub. Why traditional collection methods like cash and paper checks will continue, offering the new alternatives will improve effectiveness and convenience to customers while being more cost-effective. In 2017, the average cost to manually process checks cost the USDA more than $4.6 million. The expanded payment options will cut the time employees take processing payments by 75%. Today's announcement marks the beginning of a multi-phased rollout of new payment options for USDA customers. To learn more, contact your FSA office, visit farmers.gov, or download the Make Your FSA Payments Instantly fact sheet. John Reynolds is leaving Fairfield National Bank to become Fairfield's second Edward Jones representative. Reynolds, who was an investment specialist and trust officer at FNB, announced on his Facebook page that he had started at Edward Jones on August 16th. The Fairfield native is taking over the West Main office formerly operated by Andrew Williams, who left earlier in the year. The city's other Edward Jones representative is Andrew Diesel. Reynolds is a 2010 FCHS graduate and earned a degree at the University of Evansville in 2014. Edward Jones is a Fortune 500 company based in St. Louis, which provides financial services for individual investors at 13 locations in the United States and Canada. A strong line of storms brought around 3.5 inches of rain to the Fairfield area yesterday, and with it localized flooding in the areas of Route 15 at Maple Hill Cemetery, Main and Northwest 7th Street, Johnson Street, and South 1st Street at the railroad crossing. We received 3.5 inches of rain in the gauge at WFIW WOKZ east of Fairfield, setting a new record. The previous record was 2 inches, set back in 1913. The Board of Trustees of the Illinois Eastern Community Colleges approved a tentative budget and schedule for approval of the fiscal year 20 budget on Tuesday, August 20th at regular meeting, which was held at Lincoln Trail Community College. A public hearing on the budget will be held at regular meeting in September at Olney Central College, and the final budget will be adopted following the public hearing. The board heard a detailed review of certain programs and services. This is part of a continual review process with a focus on quality, cost, and need. The board formally appointed a search committee to begin the selection process for IECC's next leader. The committee will be comprised of Trustee James Lane and Gary Carter, Interim Chief Executive Officer Marilyn Holt, and Board Secretary Renee Smith. Existing athletic training services contracts for OCC and FCC were approved for renewal with Carl Richland Memorial Hospital for OCC and with Wabash General Hospital for FCC for an additional one-year period to cover athletic training services for the colleges for the academic year of 2019 through 2020. Articulation agreements were approved with Southern Illinois University at Carbondale in the automotive service area and with Palmer College of Chiropractic. These agreements aid in the smooth transition between IECC colleges and the universities. A paramedic education program agreement with Carl Richland Memorial Hospital was also discussed. The partnership agreement will now enable the district to move forward with the national accreditation process for the paramedic education program. The student enrollment target date for the program is spring semester of 2020. Also, Jennifer Thomason has been employed as custodian and groundskeeper at FCC effective August 26th, and the employment status of office assistant at FCC Sharice Williams was changed to coordinator of literacy development at FCC effective August 21st. The next regular meeting of the Board of Trustees will be held at Alney Central College in Alney on Tuesday, September 17th at 7 p.m. The Illinois Housing Development Authority has launched a new limited-time grant to help homebuyers across the state afford closing costs. Kim Howard has the story.
The program provides either $1,500 or $2,500 grants, depending on household income, to be used towards closing costs. The money can be used on top of other home buying assistance programs. Authority spokesperson Andrew Field says they want to make it easier for people to purchase a home.
Illinois has kind of been stagnant with home sales. They're actually on decline, and so it's really important to get people to stay in the state and to buy in Illinois. And they've got mounting student loan debt if they're younger or other obstacles, then everything's just getting more expensive. So any little bit helps.
Visit ihdamortgage.org for all the details. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
As Title X funds dry up for Planned Parenthood, Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker calls the decision made by the Trump administration wrong. Planned Parenthood is out millions in funding that would be spent on providing contraception, STD testing, and cancer screening. The new gag rule prevents health care providers from receiving those funds to make abortion referrals, except in cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency.
This policy has caused a mess of confusion and uncertainty, destabilizing women's health care nationwide and doing extraordinary harm to the lives of low-income patients and particularly women of color.
The move is a pathway forward on longtime desires of anti-abortion supporters who don't want Planned Parenthood to receive any federal funding. Of the $4 million sent to Illinois each year in Title X funding, about $3.5 million go to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood says for now, all services will continue. And what are the chances for a frost during September in Illinois this year?
Well, our call is a little bit different, possibly quite a bit different than the NOAA forecast that was posted last week, because from the NOAA side of things, the month of September looks to be below normal on temperatures over the northern plains, part of the northern Midwest, and then for the remainder of the Midwest outside of eastern Ohio, equal chances of above normal or below normal temperatures, and that includes Illinois. Could, you know, it's maybe a little bit tentative in that presentation. Our call is for September temperatures to be above normal over the majority of the Midwest, and then in the northern plains, northern Midwest from central Minnesota north, near to above normal. So our thought is that the major feature during September is going to be kind of a muted round of cooler air trying to work in out of the Canadian prairies. Generally, Weather pattern will be governed by a very large area of warm high pressure over the northwestern half of the U.S. along with the northeast, and that those two are going to combine to keep our temperatures quite mild. Well, Rita, for harvest this year, our thought is that September is going to be pretty much above normal on temperatures, and I think that we avoid an early frost.
That assessment from DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on Tuesday that producers of nearly 17,000 dairy operations have signed up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program since sign-up opened in June. DMC offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all-milk price and the average feed cost falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. To date, more than 60% of the dairies with established production histories have enrolled in the program. USDA's Farm Service Agency began issuing program payment to producers on July 11th and provides coverage retroactive to January 1st of 2019. To view weekly enrollment, production, and payment reports posted each Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, visit FSA's DMC webpage. Today's crude oil price is $48.75, down 50 cents, and September crude is at $55.93, down 43 cents. River stages, as of early this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 14.26 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 11.25 feet and a flood stage of 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 9.32 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. Bonpas Creek at Browns reads 12.16 feet, and the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 8.57 feet. And that's the news. Area deaths are next.
At McDonald's, we make mornings brighter, from Paducah to Terre Haute. Say we're in for that unpredictable Midwest weather. Well, breakfast doesn't have to be. Just grab one of our delicious bacon breakfast sandwiches, like the new Bacon, Egg, and Cheese McMuffin, because they're a sure thing when it comes to deliciousness. And bacon mornings are the best mornings. We'll make your morning brighter with bacon. At participating McDonald's.
There's something big coming to Holiday World and Splash and Safari. So big, we had to call it Kids World. What's Kids World? It's all the rides and slides you already love, plus magic shows, jugglers, balloon artists, fun zones, a scavenger hunt, and more. Even a beach party with Safari Sam. But it's only here the weekends of August 17th through September 14th, so get your tickets at HolidayWorld.com today. And then get your whole family to Kids World at Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
Where kids rule the world!
Would like to mention real quick that due to unforeseen circumstances, the Fairfield American Legion Post number 176 is closed until 5 p.m. today. Again, due to unforeseen circumstances, the Fairfield American Legion Post number 176 is closed until 5 p.m. today. They apologize for the inconvenience. Currently in Fairfield, it's 80. We did receive 3.59 inches of rain here at the radio station yesterday due to the storms that moved through the area and region. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,264, up 62. The NASDAQ is at 7,987, down 33. October crude oil is at $55.32. That is down 36 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home. Locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 95-year-old Sisney resident Dr. J. Russell Ayers died at 7:15 p.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, at his home. He was a dentist in Fairfield for 41 years and a World War II Army veteran, having served under General Patton during the Battle of the Bulge. Dr. Ayers is survived by three daughters, Randy Bears of Broughton, Illinois, Heidi Dietz of O'Fallon, and Susie Tate of Mount Vernon, Illinois, as well as five grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Dr. J. Ayers will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, August 23rd, at Sisney Cemetery, with full military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. There will be no visitation, and family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Sisney Christian Church. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And 69-year-old McLeansboro resident John Bill W. Mazo died Monday, August 19th at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He worked in the ramp service for United Airlines for many years. John Mazo is survived by his wife Lee Mazo of McLeansboro, brothers Carl of McLeansboro and Robert of Highland, and sister Carolyn Yingling of Jefferson, Kentucky, as well as a nephew, niece, and sister-in-law. He was preceded in death by his parents and one son, William Bradley Mazo. A memorial service for John Mazo will be held Saturday, August 24th at 10 a.m. in the chapel of St. Clement's Catholic Church in McLeansboro, with Father Slovomir Patak conducting the funeral mass. He will be interred at St. Clement's Catholic Cemetery in McLeansboro. Those attending the service are asked to meet at the church for the service. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Childhood Diabetes Foundation in Bill's name and will be accepted at the church and at Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. And just a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. Once again, your Fairfield area weather forecast for the day calling for an 80% chance of showers with a high of 80. For WFIW reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Grandpa!
Hey, kiddo! I hear you're turning 7. What would you like for your birthday?
I want a bouncy castle, a popcorn machine, cotton candy, the Easter Bunny, chicken fingers, oh, and a baby brother.
The Easter Bunny, huh? No problem.
Really?
Parties, celebrations, and event of all sizes. They have you covered. Tables, chairs, tents, and bounce houses. See how easy it is to bring your event to life. Hunter Landscape and Rentals, 302-1438.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, an 80% chance for showers. Today's high will be around 80. A 30% chance for rain tonight, a low of 65, and then partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 80. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 75 and low of 55. Partly sunny Sunday, Sunday's high 80 with a low of 65. Partly sunny on Monday, Monday's high will be around 82 with a low of 68.